Let me welcome you to this new installation of Above the Clouds. Today we will continue in the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj with a very, very, very nice address to the Lord. Prahlad says, O Great One, O Supreme Lord, because of combination with pleasing and displeasing circumstances, and because of separation from them, one is placed in a most regrettable position within the heavenly or hellish planets, as if burning in a fire of lamentation. Although there are many remedies by which to get out of miserable life, any such remedies in the material world are more miserable than the miseries themselves. Therefore, I think that the only remedy is to engage in your service. Kindly instruct me in such service. Prahlad Maharaj here says, I'm meeting in this life good circumstances, but then I'm forcibly separated from them again, and misery comes. And although I try very hard by various remedies to make my life very pleasant, these remedies in the end turn out to be even more miserable than the original situation I wanted to change. Srila Prabhupada has once told us a very nice analogy which makes this point clear, that the remedies which we try to find are sometimes complicating the situation even more. There was once a simple man. He was earning his livelihood by pulling by rope a boat upstream that was loaded with heavy goods. This river had a strong current, and in the monsoon it became a raging flood. Now this man was so poor that he had not even shoes in his possession, and therefore his feet were constantly cut by the sharp stones lying on the banks of the river. Now, once he prayed, and as a result, the Lord appeared before him and said, "What do you want?" So the man thought of a remedy. He said, "Oh, my Lord, make me rich so that I can polster the banks of the river with nice cotton cushions, and then I can avoid cutting the soles of my feet." Prabhupada used this as an example of how we sometimes look out for a remedy of our difficult situation, but the remedy is really not a remedy. This poor man has to keep on pulling the heavy loaded boat up the river, and it will cut into his shoulder, and he has a very, very short expectation for life. Srila Prabhupada, he very nicely explains. He says, whether one is in the heavenly or hellish planets, or the rich or a poor man's son, material conditions are everywhere. You don't change anything by going to the luxury heavenly planets. You are still in the ocean of material life. But he continues, the entire world is under this illusion that people will be happy by advancing in materialistic measures to counteract the miseries of conditional life. But this attempt will never, ever be successful. Our problem really is that we mistake the unreal material life to be the real life. That we think the dream is identical with the reality. And whatever we do in that dreamlike world, it will run like sand out of our hands. We can't keep it there for long. What's the remedy? The remedy is pray to Krishna that he will start to talk to you and give you instructions how to engage as his servant. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says this prayer. He says, please tell me the method of being your servant. By which method should I attain your service? Please tell the truth. Because if I have service to you, I will have no more suffering at all in any womb. In other words, I will not be born in this material world again. We have talked a lot about prayer. Today, I would like to point out how we can pray to Krishna for answers in a very, very special way. First of all, we should understand that the Lord can talk to us, either by making arrangements or appearing in our dreams, or by talking through a book to us. Prabhupada once asked a devotee, now after the devotee has given up his body and goes to Krishna, what will he do there? Will Krishna talk to you or not talk? The devotee said, yes, there in the spiritual world he will talk. Prabhupada says, there is a process how to talk with God. But these people, they do not know. They think it's all imagination. They do not know. The devotee says a common, let us say, misunderstanding. But we are so insignificant, Prabhupada. Why should God waste his time talking with us? Prabhupada answers, yes, because you are the sons and daughters. Although you are insignificant, you are the children of God. So he likes to talk with his sons and daughters, just like a small child. Everyone knows that he cannot talk. Still, the father tries to make him talking, to enjoy. This Mayapur Chandradaya temple is teaching all these people how to talk with God. That is our mission. Yes, Krishna is interested to hear from you because you are his children. And there is a very nice way in which he will answer when you talk to him. He will use his talking book to answer. I remember someone once told me that there was a man who somehow had come to live in a different dimension, but he wanted to talk to his little daughter who was very intelligent. So one day he appeared, but he was in a subtle body. The daughter couldn't see him. So he pushed several books out of a shelf that fell in a certain pattern from which his daughter could understand what her father was saying to her. In the same way, Krishna can talk through the Srimad Bhagavatam if we approach the work by prayerful reading. These books are not just white paper with some letters put on it or printed on it. No, they are Chit-Shakti, they are conscious beings, and they can actually give you many, many messages. I have before me a quotation by Mohan as Gandhi, or known as Mahatma Gandhi. He says, "When doubts haunt me, when disappointments stare me in the face, and I see not a ray of hope on the horizon, I turn to Bhagavad Gita and find a verse to comfort me. And immediately I begin to smile in the midst of overwhelming sorrow." Those who meditate on the Gita will derive fresh joy and new meanings from it every day. I would like to introduce six steps which I learned at our Govardhan retreat from Bhurijan Prabhu, of reading that will incite the Lord to talk to you. First of all, set a certain time and preferably place where you exclusively read in the Bhagavatam. Sometimes it's enough to make that a brief period of time. Then second step. Before you begin your reading, say a prayer, either to Shukadev Goswami or Srila Prabhupada or your teachers, that please enlighten me through the literature of this transcendental teachings. Third step. Slowly and prayerfully read a text, and don't go for turning many pages. No, read until something strikes you and you feel this is a good place to stop and think a little to digest the information and so on. And then the next step, after you have read this particular passage a few times, sit down and meditate about what you have read. Let it pass through your contemplative mind, and as a result you will see something sticks in your mind, and some of these points which stick there become answers from above, answers from Krishna to exactly the situation that you explained in your prayer. They are answers to your questions. The last step is speak about what you have read, or even better, speak about that which has struck you and made a deep impact in your life. Because by kirtanam, that is saying it out loud, glorifying, you will see how the information becomes rooted into your consciousness. The Bhagavatam is a book that can talk to you. It talks to you in the voice of Krishna. I thank you very much, wishing you all the best, and see you soon for another Above the Cloud